Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
The 25th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Today's theme, Overcoming Jealousy and Selfish Ambition. In this Sunday's readings, we face wickedness, jealousy destroying what is good, selfishness causing harm to others, and pride squashing those who get in the way. The first scripture, from Wisdom chapter 2, verse 12 and 17 to 20, covers the evil doings of outsiders who oppress the Israelite nation. In the Gospel reading from Mark chapter 9, verses 30 to 37, Jesus predicts the evil doings of spiritual outsiders who were fighting against his ministry. The letter of James addresses the worst wickedness of all, the battle within the church, Christians against Christians. Jealousy and selfishness are usually the root beneath every scandal in the church, every division of the parish staff, every discord among ministries, every disappointed volunteer who feels pushed out, every broken relationship in Christian families, and every attitude that chases weaker Catholics away from the faith. It's all wicked. To get at the root of any divisive problem, look for self-centered ambition. Honestly and objectively identify even the most subtle forms of it so that you can also identify God's antidote. When you see divisiveness in others, do you feel sorry for them? If not, why not? The answer to that usually lies in our own self-centered pride. Jesus provided the cure for this. If anyone wishes to be first, you must become the servant of all. Selfish ambition is sinful because it tries to grab success away from others. James pointed out that whatever we're ambitious for, if it's good, we can have it simply by asking God for it and working in collaboration with the Holy Spirit to achieve our goals, but not if we want it only to satisfy our personal, selfish passions. God gives us what we pray for when it will benefit the parish community or the entire family or those we are called to serve in our ministries. When we desire something for the sake of how it will help others, this desire is pure, peaceable, gentle, compliant, and full of mercy, and will produce good fruits. Here are some questions for personal reflection. When have you suffered from the jealousies and selfish ambitions of others in the church? How did this affect your faith? Did it motivate you to avoid committing the same sin? Identify how jealousy and selfish ambition have been the underlying cause behind one problem you've witnessed or personally experienced in the church. How can these scandals be healed through pure heart, a peaceful response, gentleness, mercy, and good fruits that turn a tragedy into a triumph?
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and text message, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org.